Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Primary Source History of the Colony of New York by Paul Cooperberg. Performed by Jay Snyder. Directed and engineered by Raj Makija. Produced by Audible.com.
Introduction. The First New Yorkers. There was a time when the seat of power in New York was centered around a single tree known as the Tree of the Great Peace. The site was a gathering place for several Native American tribes, and it was in the area that is now known as Syracuse, south of Lake Ontario. Of course, in those days there was no New York State, and the borders held by various tribes were far different from those in existence today. Humans have resided in the area that is now known as New York for more than 5,000 years. The original settlers migrated across the northern Bering Sea from modern-day Russia, traveling southeast across Canada and into the rich forests of the American Northeast. The Algonquin people first inhabited the area that would one day become the northeastern United States. They held this area for more than 300 years, spreading east to modern-day Pennsylvania and southeast to Long Island and into the Hudson River Valley. The strongest of the Algonquin tribes in New York was the Meoheakeoniu, or the people of the Great Hudson River, who would gain fame as the Manhegan, or Mohican, people in James Fenimore Cooper's classic novel, The Last of the Mohicans, 1826. The area around what would one day become New York City was originally occupied by three Algonquin tribal groups, the Wappinger,